And there's a difference. The argel hu kitata, where the husband is the one that caused the fighting. In other words, she liked him. She still likes the husband. It's him that doesn't like her. He causes the fights. So Mela, if the svar is that she's going to lie, she won't lie because she likes the husband. She won't lie. But if the svar is mishum b'damilei, so that speaks out, yeah, that since Lamai says she knows that her husband doesn't like her, she knows there's fighting going on, so therefore it doesn't bother her that much to check it out 100% if he really died or not. Avada, she'll come to lie, she wouldn't come to lie, because she still likes him. But if Shiloh to check it out 100% if he really died or not, that we're afraid she won't check it out 100%. So that's enough, Gemina. If we're afraid she'll lie, here we say she won't lie, because she still likes him. It's him, it's he's the one that's causing the fights. But if it's a story she won't check it out thoroughly, we still have to be afraid she won't check it out so thoroughly. Iboilu, you have a new Shiloh now. Again, a case where we know the couple had fights. They were fighting very strong. And now when Eidechot comes and tells the wife, you should know, I saw your husband died. Do we believe the Eidechot? Is she allowed to get married now? What's the Shaila? So how about this? My time at the Eidechot Mehemen, what's the reason by a normal case where there was Shalom? That we say if an Eidechot comes back to the wife to say he saw her husband died, we believe the Eidechot. One svar is mishum demilsia David lagluye loy mishaker. We have a svar for sure the edechad won't lie, because how can he lie and say the guy died if he's really alive? Something like that will be known. It's going to be he'll be caught lying. Like if the guy's still alive, eventually he's going to come back home. So that's called milsia David lagluye. Eventually the truth is going to come out. So a person is afraid to lie if we know he's going to be caught later lying. So that's the reason why we should believe in edechad. If that's the svarah, his hokinam elay meshaker here also. Even though the couple had terrible fights before him, but still an edecha is going to be afraid to lie. How can he lie and tell the wife, I saw your husband died? If really the husband's alive, he's going to be caught a liar. Because what's going to happen is eventually it's going to be known that he's alive. So therefore we say the edecha is not lying. We should believe him. Oiduma maybe no. Time of the Eidechon Hemon, what's the reason why the Rabbanon believed in Eidechon by Meis Baila? Not only because of the Eidechon Lemeshaker, but another Svara. Mishum Dehi Daiko Mintzavot, as we always have. That she herself also, it's a Svara, she checks it out. Before she gets married, again, she doesn't just rely on the Eidechon. Because she's afraid, maybe the husband is alive. So she, of course, checks it out to make sure that he died. So the kids are the reason why the Rabbanon let her get married with both svaras together. First of all, we have an Eidechot. And secondly, we have this Chazaka that the Isha herself is Daiko Mintzava. She herself is going to check it out very carefully to make sure it really died. If that's the svara, here it doesn't apply. Because for Hoch over here, where they have terrible fights beforehand, Kivon the Yisle Ketoto, since the wife had terrible fights with the husband, like she doesn't like him, she hates him anyway, Loidaika Mintzava. Here's the svara, she won't check it out so carefully. If she's going to hear news that he died, she's only going to be happy about it, and she feels, I can get married to somebody else, and she'll go and get married without checking it out. So if the reason why the Rabbanim believes in Eidechot all over is because we have to be samech on the chazaka that she's going to check it out carefully, so that's the reason why here we can't leave an Eidechot. So Gemara says, Taiko, we don't know Taka. We'll have to wait till Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells us the answer. Right now it's a suffix we don't know, should we believe in Eidechot, the Mokim, there was a Ketota. The Mokim, the couple, had fights, it's a suffix if we could believe in Eidechot or not. If you just said in the Mishnah that when Nisha comes back and tells us that her husband died, even though there's peace between them and there was peace in the world, still he says she's not Neman. The only time she's Neman, he says, if she comes back crying and the clothing ripped, like it's Kamat Mukhanusa that the person really died, like she's coming back from the Hespit. But Kozuman, she doesn't come back with her clothing ripped and crying, we don't believe her. So verse says like this, Tanya, Omru Lord the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lidvarecha, according to what you're saying, that you only believe in Isha when she's crying and ripped clothing. If so, Pikchis Tinosei. It's good if a normal wife is married when her husband dies, like she has feelings. She feels bad for him, so she'll start crying and she'll rip her clothing. But Shaita Le Tinosei, But according to you, a shaita should not be able to get married. A shaita is not dafka really a shaita. Just means an isha does not have that much feelings. Like a mola could be true. Her husband died, but she doesn't have that much feelings. She doesn't go to cry. Some people have a teva, they don't cry that much. Or she's not going to rip her clothing. So if an isha has the teva, like not to cry, she doesn't have that bad feelings. You say she can't get married? Like a stama stavra. Therefore, the rabbanim said back to you, "You're wrong." Ella, what's the pshat? Achazu v'yachazu tinosay. No, whether she is crying, whether she's not crying, as long as there was shalom between them and there's peace on the world, we say an isha would not lie. And she comes back and she says that she saw her husband died. We believe her, even though she's not crying right now. Mara says it happened a story once. It happened a case once. The asiel of Edim of Reb Yehuda. A case where an isha came to the bezdin in front of Reb Yehuda, and what she came to tell Reb Yehuda, you should know, I saw my husband died, so she wants to have a hetter now to get married. So Amri lo, so the people outside, the rabbanan outside the chum there told the isha like this: Safti balecha, when you go in front of Reb Yehuda, start crying, make believe like you are crying by his hesped. Kari manecha, go rip your clothing before you go into him. Sasri mizayecha, that writ untie your hair. Let your hair be open. As if to say, you know, your mama, you're a widow now, and yet you feel terrible. That's what the Rabbanah told her to do before she went into Reb Yehuda. So, Fred, the Gemara Manashach, like, why did these Rabbanah tell her to do that way? Alfua Shikra? Could they stand teaching her to say Sheker? Another Manashach, if these Rabbanah really hold, you have to be crying, and you have to have your clothing ripped. And if not, we don't believe her. So why? How could you tell her to lie then? How could you teach her to lie? So Marcel Terah says really like this, no. Enuk Rabbanin Svirulu. These Rabbanin outside held Halacha really is like the Rabbanin. That the Isha is Neman even though she's not crying. Even though her clothing is not ripped. So if so, what did they tell her to do this for? Amri Tevat Hacha Kiechad Lishrei. Like Rabbanashach, you're going now in front of Reb Yehuda. We know how he paskins. He holds you only Neman if you're crying and you're clothing. But we hold Halacha is not like that. Therefore, the Rabbanan told her an Eitzah, you want to get your Heter, really we hold your Mutter right now. But if you want to get a Heter from Yehuda, go do the way he wants you to do it. Cry and rip your clothing. It's not the Pshat that taught her how to lie. Like Mitzara Adin, they held her Mutter. Just if Yehuda wouldn't give her Heter any other way, so they were allowed to do this in order to give her the Heter. Right. Mishnah says, Be'esilu Loimim, Be'esilu says like this, Loi Shomano, we didn't hear, we don't know, in a case where Isha comes and tells her that her husband died, that she's believed, like the Mishnah before says, when there was peace between the two of them, and there was peace on the world, that we believe the Isha, so the Hillel says it's only in one case, Ela, only in a case, Bebo Menakzir, where they said they went to cut down the Chveis Tzfuah in the fields, and she comes back now and says that he died in the fields when we were cutting down the Tzfuah. Also, Obiyosa Medina, only if she says he died in the same Medina that they live. If they live in L.A., and she says they died in L.A., for that we believe her. Ukamaisa Shoyu, and the exact case that once happened, like we'll soon see in the Gemara, there was once a case that happened, and the Rabbanim were mata and believed the Isha. So the Tzilah says the Isha is always only Neman in the exact case the way it happened then. That's what the Tzilah says. Omru lehem beishama, beishama said back to them, no. Achasa bomenaksir, whether she comes back from cutting down tfuah. Viachasa bomenazesim, whether she comes back from cutting off olives. Viachasa bomenabatsir, whether she's coming back cutting down the grapes. Viachasa bomenabdina lamdina, whether she says we're coming back from LA, whether she says we're coming back from another Medina, it doesn't make a difference. No matter what the case is, if the Isha comes back now and tells Bezdin Yishano, I saw the way my husband died, the Isha's Neman. L'ai, there was a case, we'll soon see the case in the Gemara, a special case that happened. So Pshat is, Loi Dibru Chachama Bekzir, Ela Behoiva. That the case happened where the husband died cutting down the wheat, that was a case. That was a normal case to happen. That's why they said it in that case. But they did not mean only that case. Any case when there's shalom between them and shalom on the world, we believe the Isha to say the husband died. And the Mishnah says, Chazru Beisil Harus ke Beishamai. Beisil himself were also Chazer and agrees now to Beishamai. That's not only a special case that the Isha's Nema to say the husband died, but in any case that she says she saw the way he died, whether it's in this Medina, whether she says we went on vacation to Honolulu and he died there, and now she comes back to LA, we still believe her. Doesn't make a difference in this Medina or another Medina, we believe her. Now we'll soon see what the Maisa was. The Maisa like this. Tanya, we learn about this. Omru lehem Beisham leBeisilu. Beishamai argued back to Beisilu. That first Beisilu said, we only believe in Isha if the exact case happens again. And the case we'll see in the Gemara was where a husband was going to cut down the wheat in the fields, and the Isha saw the way a snake bit him and died, and she came, it was in the same Medina, and she went home and told Bezdin, this is what happened, that my husband was cutting down wheat, and a snake bit him there. And Bezdin sent Adam to find out the case, and Adam saw it was true that a snake took a bit him. So Chum said, we believe her. That was the story in the Gemara. So Beis Hillel learns down from that story that when is an Isha Neman and the Havamina? Only in such a case. Only in a case where they were cutting down wheat and in the same city that you live. So Beis Shammai says back to Beis Hillel, the Derechem, according to you, is that you say it has to be the same case like that story, says so, Ein li yelik sir chitim. We only know an Isha should be believed if she says her husband was in the middle of cutting down wheat. What about Ksir Soirim Minayin? How do you know she's going to change around the case if she'll say her husband was cutting down barley? V'yen liyele koitzer, only where it's cutting, with a knife cutting it down. Boitzer, boitzer means you go gather together the grapes. How do you know? Not with a knife, you just pick them off. Moisik, moisik is you pick off the olives. Goyder, goyder as she says that's with tamarim. Goyder tamarim, that's the way you pick off figs. No, dates, that's the way you pick off dates. Goyder is picking off dates. Oider, Rashi says, malakitainim, picking off figs. So what are you going to do in a case like that? If she says, my husband was in the middle of picking off figs, and a chmeis and a branch come tumble down on his head and killed him. So you're going to say in such a case, you don't believe her? Like, what's the svara? Why not? Ella, what do you have to, minayin, how do you know you're neman? Ella, what do you have to say? Maize shahoya biktir, that the story in the Gemara, what happened was, we'll soon see, where she said her husband was cutting down the wheat. But avada v'hu adin lakula, who would, in any case like that, in any case Isha says that she saw the way your husband died, she should be believed. So, Hochinami, the same way also, Mashma, this Beis Hillel does agree. The Ikka thing Beis Hillel argues on, that has to only be in the same city. So Beis Shammai says back, if so, Hochinami, Maisa Shoya B'yais to Medina, stack it true. There what happened was that they were living in L.A., and she said he died in L.A. That was the story over there. But Beis Shammai says, Avada v'hu adin, the same halacha should be, Lekulu, that even if they went on a trip to Europe, and she says he died there, and she comes back, she should also be believed. Like, what should be the difference between whether she says he died here in L.A., or whether he died in Europe? Sumara says, yes. What's Beis Hillel svara? The Yaisa Medina Deshchichi Yinshi Mirsas. In the same town like L.A., people travel back and forth. So she's afraid to lie. She's afraid to say he died in L.A. if he really didn't. Because people travel around in L.A. She says, Ichveis, he died down in San Diego. Ichveis, downtown. Downtown he died. So downtown, people come here. People know what's doing downtown. So if he really didn't die, she'll be afraid to say that he died. But if she says he died in New York, not another Medina, in Europe, she's not afraid to lie, because she thinks people from Europe don't come here, so they're not going to find out whether she's lying or not. So the other Beis Hillel says that's the svara. We don't believe if she said the husband died in another Medina, only in this Medina. On this Beis Shammai answers back, no. O Beis Shammai, Hochinami Shchichi Shayorta. Said, no, there's always shayarta, means caravans, people are traveling back and forth. So even though it's a different Medina, still there's a svara she would be afraid to lie. And Isha won't have the chutzpah to lie and say her husband died if really he's alive. Even though she says it happened in another Medina, but the Maisa news travels and people travel, and it's going to be known here that the husband's alive, so she'll be afraid to lie.
What is the reason for saying he died?
Now the Gemara says, my Maisa, what was the case that happened? My Maisa Shoy, what was the story that happened? The Yomri of Yudah Mashmuel, Shilfa Kitzir Chitim. It was at the end of the time, Shilfa means the end of the time of cutting down the wheat. Kitzir Chitim was the end of the harvest of the wheat. Hoyu, Vaholchu Asar B'nei Yodam Likzir Chitim. That 10 men went to cut down the wheat in the field, and Noshchu Nochosh Liyechot Mihen. And one of them got bit by a snake who Mason died there. And Vice says his wife was there, and his wife saw the way her husband died. Ubos Ishtoi, Now, when they went home back to the city, right, it was in the same Medina, they just went out to the fields. Now they come back to the city, and the wife came back into the city. And she went to Bezdin to tell them that my husband died. So now I want to have a hetter now to be able to remarry. So what did Bezdin do? For Shalchu the Taka sent Edom out to the field to see if the husband really died or not. And they checked it out that it's Taka true what she said, exactly like she said, happened. So because of this, the Yosef sure at that time, Omru the Chum made a takona, that a Isha Shomru Meis Baili, that when Isha comes and tells Bezdin, you should know my husband died, Tinosei, you have a right to give her a hetter, let her get married, we trust her. Meis Baili, let's say she says her husband died, and they didn't have any children, and there's a brother-in-law alive, Halacharis the Siyabim, there's a mitzvah Yibum, can we talk a believer? So that was the Maisa. So the kids said, Beis Hillel first thought to say, the Maisa was Davka B'yais Medina, and that's all. You only know when Isha's name to say your husband died in the same city. But to say your husband died someplace else, we can't learn out from here. And Bashami says, no, the case would happen true, that's one case. But just like your name in the same Medina, who are then your name in another Medina also? So Mara says now, a similar machloike should be telling this also. For the Mara Neymar Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva. For Rabbonon, we'll soon see a machlokes Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva. And the Rabbonon, same thing. If we make Gzeira exactly the way the case happened, the story happened, or even other cases also. The Chura beplukta the Beisham and Beisilukim beflugi. It should be told in the Havamin of the machlokes between Beisham and Beisilu. Whether you make a Gzeira because of one story, only exactly the way the story took place, or even a Svara, anything that's a Svara, should be also. What's the machlokes? The Tanya, we learn like this. You're not allowed to take on a ship through the Yarden. You're not allowed to keep on your ship mechatis, the water of the mechatis, or else v'yefachatis. After they burned the paraduma, the ashes, or else the water that the mechatis, after you put the ashes into the water, you mechatis the water, it's called mechatis, neither of these two are you allowed to travel in a ship. Now, v'lo yamod b'tzadze, for Yisro the Tzadacher, you can't stand on one side and throw it to the other side. You can't throw this Trashi, Shel Nahor. You can't throw the Eifer from one side of the river to the other side. Dainonami Dumya de Svina. It's the same thing as a Svina. Sheporchim Biavra Pneamayim. In other words, not only is it Osta that Mama should take it through a ship, but the same idea, you're not allowed to throw it over the river either. For lo yeshitim apneyamayim, you can't let it float or swim across the water. You can't put it on top of a log and let it float across the water. For lo yakiv and lo yagabi behema, you can't ride it on top of an animal with you. For lo yagabi chaver, you can't put it on the back of your chaver. Elim kem o yiraglav noigas pekaka, only unless the feet is touching the ground. That's all. But over the water, you're not allowed to. Avo mavira malageshar, but you're allowed to take it over a bridge. Now the Yisra applies to when you go over a ship, whether it's through the Yarden or any other Nahoris. Stam and Yisra, any ocean, any water, it's also to take it over. That's the Tanakama. The Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva Raimino. This Yisra with the Rabbanim, we'll soon see why the Rabbanim made Gzera not to carry the Mechatis over the water. So the Chanina ben Akanya says, Layomru, the Yisra was only said, Ela Yarden, Davko over the Yarden, Uva Svina. These are the only two things that's awesome. It's only also to carry it in the ship over the Yarden. But if it's not in the ship, if it's not over the Yarden, over another ocean, another river, it's mutter. And only according to the same story that once happened. So you see, it's a machlok. You soon see a story happened once. Later they took this mechat that's in the ship over the Yarden, and punkte was a mace in the ship. So the mace was metama, the mechatis. So because that they made exera never to do it again. So see, it's a machloikis. The Gemara says, "Leima Rabbanon the Yarmik Veshamay." The Rabbanon said, "Like Veshamay." When we want to make a gzera because of a story, it doesn't only have to be exactly the way the story happened. The svar is that any time over the water it happened that the mechatas got contact with the mace, so we don't want the mechatas to go over the water. It shouldn't make enough kumina of the Yarden or another ocean, a ship, a small ship swimming. This that don't make a difference. Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva, no. The Omar Kabesil, he yells yes. We only make Xera for exactly the way it happened. How we'll soon see the story was that they took the Mechatis in the ship over the Yarden. And in that ship they found the mace. So you only make Xera came the mace that happened. Look where that's like Basil Svara. So the Chur Mar says no. Amilokh Rabbon say back on the Yarmi Afka Basil. I could even say like the Basil. Tadat Kan Lokon Basil Hosim El Mishum de Mirsas. Over there there was a swara why Basil said we only believe the Isha of a husband died in the same city, not in another Medina. Because in the same city she's afraid. B'makim Karav Mirsis, B'makim Rachuk L'Mirsis. There we understand Basil. And if she said the husband died in a faraway place, she's not afraid to lie, because she won't be caught lying so fast. But Hocha, the Svari, is even Basil would agree over here. Mali Yadi, Mali Shan Haris. What should be the difference? If it's examined that we don't want the Mechatis to go over water, might not come in with the Yardin or any other water. There's nothing special about the Yardin. And Vaita. No, I could even say it's the reason we trust her because she wouldn't lie, because Anisha checks out very carefully before she remarries. She knows that if a husband's alive she'll be in trouble by remarrying, so we with Samech on the Svara she checks it out. So therefore Mali Makam Karav Mali Makam Ruch, don't make a difference where she said the husband dies. She won't lie, she'll just check it out first. But Hoch over here, Mishu Maisa show you that they made Xer because of the story that happened. So the Svar is the Yardin of a Svina, they'll be Maisa. Gozer Rabbon, Rabbon only made Xer exactly the way it happened. But Vishan Arasli, heavy Maisa, like Gozer Rabbon. For the morning, now, my Maisa, what was the Maisa that happened? Show you, the Yom Rav Yudam Arav. Maisa Biyodim, Shoyamavim, Mechatis, Vyefachatis, Biyardin of a Svina. He was once taken over the Yardin in a ship. He had with him Mechatis and Eifachatis. V'nimtzos kezayis v'na meis tochem v'kakoros l'shvina. And they found that in that ship, there was a kezayis of the meis there. That's metama, the Mechatis. So therefore, boys to shore at that time, Omer l'chom medik zero. Lo yisa de Mechatis v'eifachatis v'yavirom v'yardin v'shvina. The medik zero, you're never allowed to take now Mechatis over the Yardin and over the shvina. So the Chanina says, like, it's really a mud gzera. It's like, it's dialogue to make the gzera only the exact way it happened. It happened in the Yarden and the Srina, that's the way they make the gzera, not more. The Rabbanin said, no, go bust a svara. There's no difference to Yarden or something else. So gzera was a closed to gzera, that because of this maisa, they don't want us anymore to take the mechatos or the efechatis over any ocean, any water. Yeah, the Mishnah says like this. Be'shama yomrim. In such a case like the Mishnah said before, that Anisha comes back and tells us that her husband died, so halacha is we believe her that she's allowed to get married, and who adim she could collect ksuba. That's the halacha. Halacha is when your husband dies, you're allowed to get ksuba. Beisil loymer beisil says no. Tinosei v'letito ksuba. Tinosei, she's only allowed to get married. Hetu is only to get married, but v'letito ksuba, she's not allowed to get her ksuba. He still holds no, she can't take a ksuba. Omru lehem, Beishamai said, Beishamai said back to Beisil, what kind of swar is that? He tartam erva chamura, like you're letting this isha get married now. Why? Because we're believing that her husband really died. We're being matur in this erva chamura dika achiv misa. And then she says to live with somebody else is chayiv misa. So we're believing her for the chiv misa shabai, and believing her that the husband really died. That's why she could get married. Fulainatim mamun akal? How come you don't believe it then to get to ksuba that she can't collect the ksuba? What kind of svar is that? That she should not be able to collect the ksuba? I don't know. Yeah, what kind of svar is that? Is Omer Lem Beisila? Beisila said back like this. You should know.